God, my companion, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13, verse 5. It has often been said that one of the loneliest places in the world is in huge cities, not the vast expanses of the Sahara Desert, the mists of the mountain tops, nor the sweeping plains of the outback. But the loneliest place is often where we are surrounded by clamouring crowds of lonely people, all looking for someone, all desperate for something to fill their empty void. It has often been said that inside the heart of every man is a God-shaped hole, a void that he and his grace secured within, a vacuum that he alone can fill. For God made each one of us for himself, and without him there remains a cavernous pit. When a man dwells deeply in him, there can be precious, rich companionship, reaching into the very depths of the heart of man that no one else can fathom. Jesus understood what loneliness was as he trod his life path towards the cross. He knew the disciples would become bereft when their heavenly friend ascended. He understood the heartache that would fill their hearts, like a cloud of unknowing, when it was time for him to go. And so he reassured them as no one else could do. Let not your heart be troubled. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Dear believer, meditate on these precious truths in the solitude of your situation. He will never leave you alone, even in those times when you feel it most acutely. He is always there, for his promises are yes and amen in Christ. And day by day and moment by moment, as you turn your aching heart towards his, you will grow more and more into a deeper consciousness of his indwelling. It is not a feeling or an emotion, for feelings and emotions often lie. It is not a spiritual experience that depends on a spiritual atmosphere. It is a knowing. It is a secure knowing trust and a trusting knowledge that is rooted and grounded on the facts of the Word of God. Whatever difficulties, disasters, frustrations, problems and pain assail you, you can drink deeply of the well of his confidence, for he is your sure companion. One result of his indwelling companionship is an abiding comfort, an enduring compassion, a continuing contentment, a deep calm, a secure solace, a perfect peace which can be obtained from no other but him. And in his cherished company you will gain an enduring equanimity. So let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Though earthly friends may fail you, forsake you, misunderstand you, you have one heavenly companion who will walk every step with you, through time and into eternity.